Every time I celebrate the Nativity of St. John the Baptist, I remember of that pilgrimage when we take to the Holy Land. On that day when we were supposed to visit the Church of the Visitation, and it's on one hill, right? And we have to hike up, and I have people who were in their late 70s and 80s that were having knees and back problems, and we trekked all the way up there. All of a sudden, there was a French group that occupied our little chapel. I was not a happy camper that day, okay? And so I tried to figure it out, and they said, well, Mass already started. We can't do anything. Would you wait? And then there's another Mass immediately followed that. So there was some schedule problem. So one of the brothers offered to us, well, we can call the church close by, and you can go to that church, and you will probably be able to offer Mass there. So we say, well, we have the day planned already, so we might as well. So we trek all the way from one hill down and then up to another hill, and we went to a smaller church. And to my surprise, whenever we came there a little bit early, and it took about 15 minutes for them to prepare for Mass, I began to explore the church, and on the left-hand side, there was a small chapel, and you walk down the aisle, and underneath that altar, it wrote in Latin, here the precursor of Christ was born, St. John the Baptist. I found that to be very providential, because St. John the Baptist is my confirmation saint, but I never really looked more into his story. I knew that he was my confirmation saint, but on that day, he taught me that perhaps to be a precursor or to be the one who prepared the way of the Lord doesn't have to be someone who is a somebody. We're all called to prepare the way of the Lord. No matter how simple, no matter how insignificant, no matter how small we might be. My brothers and sisters, in the day and age where a lot of our society and many people are saying that you can only do this or that if you have enough influence, if you have enough power, if you have enough voice, if you have enough of this or that. No, never the case for the one who truly loved God. The one who truly loved God, we speak from the bottom of our heart and we prepare the way of the Lord. So therefore, on the day when we celebrate the Nativity of St. John, may we reflect that upon ourselves too, our mission given by the virtue of our baptism to prepare the way of the Lord, to make known his goodness, the joy of the gospel, the joy of the good news that Jesus had came to save us and he has set us free. This is the good news that we're called to preach, the good news that we're called to proclaim so that we can be the light to all the nations, not by making ourselves the focal point, but by making Christ the end all in all. So through the lesson, through the life, through the example of St. John the Baptist, may we remember that he must increase and we must decrease.